Carlson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We've been studying 1 Corinthians Discipleship Lessons for a Troubled Church. And this is Lesson 12, an excursus on the meaning of that which is perfect. One's conclusion about the cessation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially tongues and prophecy, comes down to the meaning of that which is perfect in 1 Corinthians 13:10. There are three main interpretations. That which is perfect is fulfilled when, one, the canon is complete, or the church is mature, or Christ has come. Let's consider each view. One, the canon view. This is a relatively new interpretation, first espoused by William Edwy Vine, known for his expository dictionary of New Testament words. He died in 1943. This view contends that which is complete refers to the New Testament canon, or collection of scriptures, that was complete, or at least had been written, by the end of the apostolic age, though it wasn't until the Council of Nicaea, 320 AD, that the books in our New Testament canon were affirmed throughout the church. Those who hold this view are very concerned that contemporary prophecy would somehow take precedence over the New Testament canon, as happened, for example, with the LDS's Book of Mormon and Doctrines and Covenants. They see prophecy in the Pentecostal and charismatic branches of the church as dangerous, and contemporary speaking in tongues as false. Therefore, it is important for them to prove that prophecy and other speaking gifts have ceased. This view assumes that, with the New Testament in hand, the believer now has the ability to know, not in part, but fully. However, the Apostle Paul, who authored two-thirds of what would become our New Testament, certainly didn't seem to claim full knowledge. He says here, "Now I know only in part," verse 12. And Paul hints that there is much more beyond what he has written in his letters. When he was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to speak, 2 Corinthians 12:4. Richard B. Gaffin, Jr., professor emeritus at Westminster Theological Seminary, supports the cessation of the gifts at the end of the apostolic period, but has abandoned 1 Corinthians 13:10 as his proof text. Instead, he builds his doctrine of cessation from deductions based on Ephesians 2:20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. One of the chief problems with the concept of the canon being that which is complete is that Paul, and even more his readers, would have no understanding whatsoever of the concept of the New Testament canon. Thus, the identity of that which is perfect as the canon wouldn't have occurred to his readers. From an exegetical standpoint, I believe the canon view is indefensible. Two, the maturity view. The maturity interpretation is also relatively new, first explained by Roy L. Lauren in his 1950 commentary, 1 Corinthians, Where Life Matures. This view takes teleos as a state of maturity, as it is sometimes used in the New Testament, rather than its core meaning of perfection, completeness. This view sees a strong parallel between 1 Corinthians 13:10 and Ephesians 4:13, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. However, the parallels between these passages have sometimes been overstated. Moreover, Paul's contrast between a child's understanding and a mature understanding require a sharper contrast than a gradually maturing church. Some exponents of this view hybridize the maturity view with the eschatological view, others with the canon view. 3. Christ's coming, or eschatological view. Taking that which is complete as occurring in the period when Christ returns has been by far the majority view of this passage throughout church history, and there are good reasons why this is the case, in addition to the obvious weaknesses of the canon and maturity views. 1. Teleos is best understood as perfection rather than maturity in light of Matthew 5:48. "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." This could have been easily understood by the Corinthian readers. 2. The neuter form of teleos, allows for understanding it as the state of perfection. 3. An eschatological view of the cessation of spiritual gifts conforms with Paul's more general statement in 1 Corinthians 1:7, "You do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed." 4. Face-to-face is an Old Testament formula for a theophany which will occur following Christ's return. So that point seems to be the period of, or after, Christ's return. And then finally, 5. Being fully known will only be true after Messiah comes. Isaiah foresaw this time of Messiah's reign in the gathering of the nations, what we call the rapture, when the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, Isaiah 11:9. Though there are various explanations of that which is perfect in verse 10, it seems clear that the gifts ceasing around the period of Christ's coming is the best explanation of this verse. God bless you as you study His Word.